Blog Talk Radio.
I am so sick and tired of hearing people tell me that I'm not supposed to talk about being financially literate. I'm not supposed to talk about being financially successful. I'm not supposed to talk about having successful businesses if I'm speaking about consciousness. If I'm talking about manifesting abundance and manifesting realities, aren't I supposed to manifest my own abundance and my own reality? Isn't that what I'm supposed to do?
Woke on me. Woke on me. Woke on me. Woke on me. Putting out good energy. So you know the universe will give me what I want. Can't have my blessing, no, I can't really part. What you think we really out here manifesting for? All I wanna see is fire emojis, big flames, yeah it's okay. But it's more like Squid Games, go and get the money if you want it. You ain't insane, ain't nobody going out the way to get your rent paid. That's my reality, I don't call it dreams. I don't need to sleep, I'm a 80, and no, I don't even blink. Fuck the Eddie, I'ma pull up in the brink. I'ma put it on the screen, but you know they too busy posting memes. Look at all the script, it's the view sleep. Diamond in my head like a boozy. Yeah, we like Avengers to prove it. Infinity stones with the lapis lazuli. Always on a mission for the new things. If they still aware, I give them new range. I'm saying, see me meditating on all of this ice. Cause you know I ain't Liu Kang. Rolling up Fuchsia, hiding the Reishas. Woke on me, broke get a remix. Don't hate on that money, I know that you need it. So many bets got me walking out leaning. So many goals, I'm going to chicken. 216, yeah, you know it's from
Cook. Woke on me. Woke on me. Woke on me. Walked on me. I'm putting out good energy. So you know the universe will give me what I want. Can't have my blessing, no, I can't really front. What you think we really out here manifesting for?
Yeah. Walked on me. Walked on me. Walked on me. Walked on me.
I'm putting out good energy. So you know the universe will give me what I want. Can't have my blessing, no, I can't really front. What you think we really out here manifesting for?
Yeah. Walked on me, bro. I'm ready to go. I meditate, levitate. When I smoke, I'm heavyweight. That I chose, not better than those, you know what I know, got smart to the bag with it, good credit with some bad bitches, all in my house, watching for minutes, I'm in them last bitches, know that you gab it, so you lose this habit, I'm into pharaohs and the arrow talents, look forward to school, I crush the challenge, I won't be quiet, I won't be challenged, my shots are balanced, resort to violence, any motherfucker out there try to take mine, credit to the grapevine, luck got a pretty face, fat ass, great mind.
This rapper, tell me, y'all so smart. The legitimate equivalent of Mansa Musa. Looking at Medusa, cause I ball so hard. Sipping out of African chalice, living in this extravagant palace. Revolution is economic inclusion. Fighting the same institutions, Dr. Claude Anderson challenge. Get the loot, not burn it up. Have you ever heard of a woke rap turning up? Digging up the truth like Ivan Van Sertima. The Bentley is a coupe that's killing a mass murderer. Y'all took a vow of poverty, I ain't do that. Cops wanna stop me for robbery, I ain't do that. Try to take me out the paint, you can't do that. Never claim to be a saint, this ain't who that. Valentino slippers when I'm chillin' in the DR. Eat a lot of plastic, the kid ain't got a ER. Web 3.0, I'm investing in VR. That's how I know you ain't seeing what we are. I let my conscience build in the quantum field. I know God is real, I know Ryan's real. I pay my mama's bills, I got honest deal. I get dollar bills and I'm
woke on me. Woke on me. Woke on me. Woke on me. I'm putting up good energy. So you know the universe will give me what I want. Can't have my blessing, no, I can't really front. What you think we really out here manifesting for?
And there's nothing worse than the pocket watchers. The people that sit behind the scenes full of envy and jealousy because they themselves have achieved nothing in their lives. Well, I'm here to tell you right now, woke don't mean broke. And if you want to manifest abundance, whatever that is for you, you need to understand that the power is within you to create your own reality. And being broke, not cool. I'm here to tell you, being broke is not cool. Struggling is not cool. Having lack of financial literacy is not cool. The new cool is understanding how to bend this financial matrix to your will. Woke don't mean broke.
If you don't think you're blessed, that is. But first you have to find out what a blessing is. Because you can't get no more mama down here this time. You can have 10 women called wife. You get one mama. Till you go up there and come back down again. And if you want to do that, you can do that. You know, if, don't get nothing done down here. Your ass will be down here in 6 weeks. Screaming and kicking again and shitting all over everybody else. You understand what I'm saying? Do something while you're down here. Quit jiving. Never mind what's wrong with him and them and those. The question is, what's right with you? That's what time it is now. How much God have you become this day as compared to yesterday? How much did God tell you last night as opposed to what he didn't tell you the night before? That's being about your father's business. You know, not criticizing the sister because she got a dress on that looked like a belt around her waist. And everybody can see a birth sign. That's her business and her problem. You can't solve that. You know? I'm saying, you got to have some reasons to love. Because if you keep letting dirt get in here, samskaras, dirt, it'll kill you. It ain't the fat and the pork and the cholesterol. It is samskaras, dead energy, dead thought gets in here. It will kill you dead, deader than a doornail. You got to learn how to clean this. This is where you really meet God. Because this is where you meet divine love. If ain't no love in there, ain't nothing left to be in there but what? No, no. Hate is a product. What gets in there ain't no love. Speak it, my brother. I'll turn you into an ass-switching coward. So you can't even speak up for yourself or your children. Perfect love casts out all. Well, that's a universal principle. That ain't a belief. Because if you don't get the fear out, it'll turn you out. It's about love. Reverend Biscuit got that one right. It's about wisdom. He ain't got that one right. It's about understanding and self-knowledge. Our people do not perish due to lack of knowledge. They perish due to the lack of self-knowledge. And guess what? You're going to have to do something about it. Every one of you is responsible for the more who sleep, deaf, and dumb. He and she is your responsibility. Why? Because you're waking up. And you know she and he don't know shit. You know? But you got to find out how to go to them with your heart, not your head. See, because this will turn into a monkey. You know? This will do monkey mouth. I mean, you don't know nothing. Sit your head down. You know, I know every damn thing. Huh? But you go with your heart. What happens is you get a chance to give somebody something that they wouldn't have gotten unless you came there. And guess what? The Creator will give you something back. You know? You heard that verse. Can't nobody be God-given. Well, it's true. Do something to help somebody get up, raise up, and stand up, and see what God does for you. You know you're wonderful. You have to find the knowledge that tells you why you're wonderful. That's not a mantra. You're not going to become more wonderful because you keep saying it. The more you know it, the more you can express it.
The Holistic Art of War is a blueprint for holistic warfare. Holistic warfare is exactly what it sounds like. being prepared for war holistically, universally, prepared for war from all angles, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Universal knowledge kills ignorance universally. Remember that. This show was created to inspire and motivate, not just to inspire and motivate, but to inspire and motivate movement through application to higher vibration. We want to move to higher vibration, and we want to do that with knowledge and application, not ignorance and procrastination. This is about learning how to become the best you you can be, the real you that you were naturally designed to be, not the superficial you or the you that you were programmed to be. To know thyself is to know thy soul, and that's the only thing that's real in this world of illusions. This show is for high vibration conversation. On this show, we do not allow mental masturbation. The purpose of these conversations are for mental procreation, to produce and reproduce results using practical, applicable knowledge. We don't debate, we discuss to get solutions and results. Out of war. Are you really ready for war? Tap in live on Ascended Mind / Blog Talk Radio. Call in at 515-605-9749 live every Sunday at 3 p.m. or listen online at blogtalkradio.com/ascended minds. Tap into the frequency.
Okay. What's the eulogy for today? The eulogy for today is conscientiousness. The application of knowledge is power. Consciousness is to know. Conscientiousness is the application of what you know. Let's get it.
It's often said that knowledge is power. It's often said that knowing is half the battle. Now, what's the other half? Application. Knowledge and application. But with application, application is certain steps that are necessary that you take in order to achieve power or to get to power. So first you have knowledge. Then you expand your knowledge into wisdom. From wisdom, you transform this knowledge into understanding, or to what I like to call comprehension. That takes you to freedom, or a sense of culture. Once these things are obtained, then you can achieve power, absolute power. You know, so it's kind of five steps to obtaining power. You know, so to say knowledge is power, yeah, but what about the steps in between that one must take? You know, so it's always more than meets the eye. You know, things aren't always as they seem. You know, a lot of things that are presented to us in fragments. And pieces. So we have to gather these pieces and put them together, connect them in order to make sense of them. You know, so it's really, you know, a giant puzzle, you know, and we can't really say what the puzzle looks like when it's finished. You know, there's not a model. But there are pieces, you know, and only thing, you know, you can do is put these pieces together, you know, and see what it turns out to be. You know, so definitely, you know, it's very important to be strategic, you know, in our actions, you know. This is why conscientiousness is very important, you know. Along with, you know, consciousness, the multiple consciousnesses, you know, or multiple levels of consciousness, you know. So, it's really just, you know, a matter of, you know, knowing yourself and knowing who you are, you know, realizing, seeing your potential, your true potential. You know, and applying that potential, you know, taking that potential energy and making that energy kinetic, you know, it's putting it into action, you know. So this is what must be done, you know, and this is the time for us to start, you know, taking action, you know, and applying all that we know and executing, you know, to achieve freedom and true power, you know. So, you know, it's just, you know, something that we really need to put our energy and our focus towards, you know, and let go of the distractions, you know, that are keeping us from, you know, being focused, you know, altering our focus from where it should be, you know. Definitely. You know, watch out for the distractions, you know. Don't allow them to get you off track, you know. You know, stay on course, you know. And, you know, detach as much as you can, you know. Because ascension, you know, that's, you know, the objective, you know. So we have to eliminate all of the prevention, you know, all of the prevention factors, you know, and start putting our energy towards all of the ascension factors, you know. So, yeah, definitely, you know. There's some things to look into, you know. A lot of, like I said, you know, the things that they, the information that they give us, you know, it's just, you know, inaccurate. You know, it's funny, you know. Before I go, people, you know, they say, you know, this is a free country, America. This is a free country. America isn't a country. America is a continent. States are countries. The United States are all of the states united, forming one country of America, separate, not a part of America. The United States are not part of America. This is why they call aliens, people who come from Mexico, people that come from Central America. Mexico is a part of America, but it's not a part of the United States. You know, so a large part of this is knowing, you know, what you're up against. You know, people say things all the time. You know, people hate America for what the United States is doing. United States and America are two separate things. You know, when you look at a military, it says U.S. Army, U.S. military, not American Army, not American military. You know, so it's not the American Marines, it's the U.S. Marines, United States. You know, you're dealing with corporations, you know, you're dealing with corporate entities, you know, you're dealing with illusions, you're dealing with admiralty law, maritime law, you know, laws of the sea, you know. They say America is sunken underwater, beneath 33 degrees, 32 below is freezing, 33 or above is when it warms, when it heats up, when it unfreezes, you know. So realize you're dealing with a lot of deception, you know, in high places. You know, a lot of trickery, a lot of trick knowledge, you know. Things aren't what they seem to be, you know. So don't get so caught up into thinking that because something comes from certain accredited academia that it's really actually true, or that it's really actually fact, or that it's really any accuracy to it at all, or legitimacy to it at all, you know. So always analyze all, you know. Be cynical, be skeptical, it's okay, you know. Question it all, you know. Don't just stop where you at. Dig deeper, go further, you know. Go further, you know. The tunnel's a lot deeper. Don't stop, you know. It might get a lot darker, you know, but you are the light, so, you know, you'll shine, you know, and see your way through, you know, those tunnels, you know, if you dare go, you know. So it's all about how deep you want to go, you know, where you want to stop at, you know. Don't go halfway, go all the way, you know, go as far as you can go, you know. But, yeah, again, you know, you just have to study more, you know.
Deadheads. Chain brains, deadhead, chain brain culture, functioning zombies in the walking dead. That's pretty much what we're dealing with here. Now, what does that mean? What is a deadhead? What is a chain brain? What is a functioning zombie? What are the walking dead? I'm not talking about the AMC series. I'm talking about the real walking dead, real life functional zombies. You know, pretty much people who are operating off their basic primal instinct, you know, their reptilian brain, you know, the lower stem
of their brain, you know. The reptilian, what they call the reptilian brain, you know, is very animalistic. And even if you look at the series The Walking Dead, they talk about how those zombies are only functioning off their reptilian brain. They don't use those exact words, but if you watch the season, the first season or whatever, when they in the disaster, the DNC place or whatever it's called, the doctor talks about that, you know. But that's pretty much what's going on with people. See, they've calcified their pineal glands so much, you know, that they're functioning like animals. You know, their higher self is not even something that they inspire to obtain or connect with. A chain brain, you know, it pretty much, you know, it's monkey see, monkey do. They go with the flow. Whatever's going on in the world around them, they're going to go with it. You know, they're going to follow the trends. You know, they're going to stay up with whatever's, you know, going on, whatever's new. These are people that say things like, you know, nobody wears those anymore. Nobody's into that anymore. Nobody's checking for him or her anymore. Nobody's into that. That's last year. You know, that's that chain brain, follow the trend train logic. You know, need to get out of that. You know, especially males. That's not a masculine thing right there. But, you know, the whole functioning zombie thing is, you know, not really using your brain, but being a puppet for the system and letting, you know, the powers that be operate your brain. You know, because if you don't use it, someone else will. If you won't think for yourself, someone or something else will do the thinking for you. So it's either you occupy your mind or something else will occupy your mind. So, you know, it's a lot of that going around because the way the society is set up, you know, that's the whole purpose of the television screen. That's the whole purpose of the radios. You know, that's the whole purpose of media, which is the most effective devil in America. You know, the radio waves are toxic. They're radioactive. Radioactive, you know, is put two and two together. You know, those radioactive waves that come through these screens, it's like you're pretty much sitting in front of a microwave all day. You know, cell phones, all of these different little gadgets and gizmos, highly toxic, highly radioactive. You know, we're being exposed to radiation on a daily basis. You know, these synthetic radioactive products are drawing the melanin from out of us. So it's why it's very important, you know, that, you know, we put the right things in our body, you know, and we electrify our bodies, you know, with electric foods and things of that nature. And, you know, staying away from the dead animals and consuming dead things, you know, drinking cow pus or eating molded cow pus, which you call cheese, you know, just liquid morphine. Morphine, you know, it kills the body. Why would you eat morphine? Why would you put morphine in your food? You know, synthetic sugar, 8 times more addictive than cocaine. So now, let's say a cheesecake, you're pretty much speedballing because you got cocaine and morphine combined. You know, these are just little things that, you know, most people don't know because they're so focused on the distractions. You know, the reality shows, which aren't really reality. You know, the television depictions of what society is, what society should be, what the standard is, what the norm is. To be normal is to be basic. To be average is to be basic. It's nothing special about that. You know, they tend to ridicule people when they step outside of the box or think outside of the box. You know, a lot of times you get a bunch of idiots together, you know, they'll want to make you seem like you're wrong for not being an idiot. You know, people have been taught the majority rules. That's false. It's just the majority fools. The majority will fool the minority. Or those that are majors will fool those that are minor. Because that's what majority and minor is. You know, it's not dealing with numbers and figures. It's dealing with majors and minors. Adults and adolescents. You know, but this is getting into the politics of things. And see, that brings me to my other topic. You know, men need to start being more active, you know, and realistic things. You know, playing Call of Duty is not going to help you during a time where you have to be called to duty. What I'm saying is, you know, scoring high kills on a video game, you know, is not going to guarantee your survival in the real world. You know, some people are playing shooting games and some people are at the shooting range. Some people are out buying material things, you know, cars, clothes, sneakers, different things like that. Some people are investing in guns or fallout shelters or, you know, different other survival gadgets and different things of that nature. Because a lot of these people do have sense enough to know that there is something coming. You know, out of their fear, they load up on weapons and different things like that because they think that that's going to protect them from what's inevitable. You know, but that's the fear factor, you know, because the more you buy into the guns and the survival kits and so forth and so on, you're perpetuating more fear. You're giving more life to the energy of fear. You're feeding that energy, and that energy is going to grow, you know, and collectively, if people are feeding that energy is going to consume those people collectively or consume the collective group of people. You know, functioning zombies, though, you know, that's kind of like, you know, people that get up every day, every morning, same time, same routine, go to work, you know, make somebody else rich, break their back, break their body down to make someone else rich. You know, women go out on maternity leave, you know, have to come back. They can't even fully nurse their babies, breastfeed their babies. They're, you know, depriving their children to go out and, you know, take care of someone else or make someone else's children wealthy because your boss is someone's child. You know, he belongs to a family. This family is getting wealthy off of your labor. You know, when you can take the same time and energy, invest in yourself and make your family wealthy, that will probably be a better thing, you know, for individuals to partake in. But the functioning part is, you know, it's kind of going back to like how Harriet Tubman said she would have freed more slaves, but a lot of the people didn't realize that they were slaves. You know, most of them didn't realize they were slaves, so they didn't think that they had any need to be free. They thought they were already free. See, a lot of people are living the illusion. They think they're free. They think they have freedom. But really, they're just running around free to be dumb, you know. Yeah, but, the education, the political sciences and things like that are very important. You know, we got to put down, you know, these video games, you know, all of these electronical devices that are distractions. You know, we got to stop trying to play these games all the time. You know, what are we playing games because we can't control our real life, so we want to get a video game controller and control a video game? You know, how about we control our reality, and that way we can better mold the world around us? You know, so as men, you know, we need to step away from these video games, these sports, obsessing with other male athletes, keeping up with their stats and statistics. You know, what about your family stats and statistics? You know, keeping up with what some other man did in the 90s, you know, is irrelevant. How is that benefiting you? How is that benefiting your family? You know, we're not keeping up with our own heritage, our own lineage, our own bloodline, our own birthright, but we want to keep up with sports players, which, you know, are put in place by the system to distract you, to get you to be more into something other than you. You know, you gotta understand a lot of these tactics, you know, these deceptive tactics, you know, they're used intentionally, you know, to weaken you, you know, to distract you, to keep you, you know, in awe, or in the sum of awe. Some say awesome. It's the sum of awe. It's pretty much something that keeps you amazed, you know, bewildered, you know, amused, you know, not thinking, you know, entertained, you know, captured and confined within, you know, captured and confined the spirit within, you know, to deviate it, you know, from its rightful path, its rightful course, you know, it's just getting real, real ugly, you know, and a lot of this is all pertaining to science, you know, and this is why I say as men, you know, we need to, you know, be scientists. We need to be universal scientists. You know, we need to let go of all of the sports and the entertainment, the sports and the video games and the clothes and the clubs and all the petty shit, you know, that these rappers, you know, which are paid liars, paid actors, you know, are endorsing and talking about, because that's their job, to feed you fantasy, to feed you reality. These people are actors. You know, just like Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, or any of those other actors, they're actors. You know, they're paid to act a certain way. You know, these guys are characters. You know, there's nothing real about it. You know, if you want to believe a fantasy or fantasize, you know, I mean, that's what it is to be a fan, someone that's stuck in a state of fantasy about something or someone. You know, but it's very important, though, that we get up on this health thing, you know, this education thing. You know, we got to stop putting entertainment before education, and we got to stop putting, you know, fashion before our health. You know, why are we dressing better than we're eating? You know, why are we more concerned with what we put on our body than what we put in our body? You know, why are we more focused on watching, you know, hour-long reality shows or, you know, different things like that, but we can't take the time or the focus and dedication out to study, you know, on something that's going to give us some knowledge itself, something that's going to enlighten us and, you know, help to carry us further, you know, in our path. You know, there's a lot of distractions in place, you know, and a lot of these things have to be let go of. What you have to realize is that this European culture, and what's European, when I say European, again, I told you before, European is a state of mind. It's the absence of sun. You know, so in this darkness, there's chaos. You know, but in this state of mind, you know, this society, you know, being governed from a European perspective or from a European power system, you know, it's perverted. It's full of perversions. You know, so it's going to, you know, entice you to do criminal things. It's going to entice you to do immoral things. It's going to entice you to devalue yourself. You know, it's going to entice you or encourage you to degrade women, to degrade yourself, to degrade your loved ones, the people around you, to not have loyalty, to not have honor, to not value, you know, things of substance. You know, we're totally negating priority and purpose. You know, and we're leaning more towards fashion and trend. You know, what's in or what's not in. You know, a lot of these different things, like I said, dealing with distractions. You know, so the people that are attached to these things, those are chain brains. It's like your brain is chained, you know, to this machine. You know, and the chains have to be broken. Each chain has to be broken. You know, because some people, you know, they give up the religion. You know, they realize what that's about. You know, some people, they realize with the whole political system, so they give up, you know, political parties because they know what that's about. You know, you have some individuals that, you know, they say that they're trying to find their culture. You know, so they say that they want to denounce European culture. But what they don't realize is that European culture is so embedded into your subconscious mind that you act out in a European manner without realizing it. You know, people have emotional attachments to European customs, traditions, or overall culture. They want to pick and choose what it is that's European that they want to hold on or let go to. Why is it so many RBG sports fans? Is there RBG Sports League? Is there a team, professional league? Are there any professional leagues that are for you, by you? Why are you supporting your oppression? Why are you entertaining yourselves with your oppression? You know, athletes are slaves as well, just like gladiators were slaves in Rome, in the Colosseum. Yeah, they may have been taken better care of and had a couple little perks and privileges, you know, little more than the common people. But at the end of the day, a slave is a slave. It doesn't matter if you're in the field or in the house, you're a slave. It doesn't matter if you can see the chains or you can't see the chains. If the chains are there, they're there. You know, you got rid of a lot of the physical chains, but the mental chains are still there. You know, so these chain brains are those that don't want to attach. You know, they may have took certain steps towards what they call finding themselves, but it's still certain European things they don't want to let go of. You know, if your television is toxic and it's killing you, are you willing to get rid of televisions? You know, are you willing to limit your viewing of a television? Are you willing to get rid of cable TV? You know, program your own, you know, show, whatever it is you want to watch via DVD or Netflix. Choose your programming. Don't allow them to program you or, you know, hit you with commercials and, you know, advertisements and different things that is going to entice you to feed the beast, you know. So a lot of it, you know, the fool. You know, there's a lot of people that's talking about, you know, this RBG, you know, white supremacy, so forth and so on, but you got white supremacy on your dinner plate. You're eating like a Neanderthal, you know what I'm saying? But you're talking about, you know, revolution. If you can't revolt against the poison on your plate, how can you revolt against the system? They could kill you at dinner time. You're going to take the poison. You know, so what are you going to do, fight during the day and drink the damn Jim Jones Kool-Aid at night, hoping you wake up to fight another day? Come on, we got to give that up. You know, stop making excuses for eating like an animal. These people done told you you're animals. Would you really think that, you know, the whole mammal, animal, blase, blah, your mammy, what's a mammogram? It deals with breasts. Your mammals because you have breasts. Does it make you a damn animal, you know, like other animals and different things like that? Reptiles eat eggs, you know, wolves eat eggs, you know, are you a wolf, are you a reptile, why would you want to eat a egg, if you wouldn't eat a human egg, why would you eat a chicken's egg, you know, do adult cows drink cow's milk, no, you're not a cow, why would you drink a cow's milk, you should be drinking your mother's milk, up until a certain age, then you don't require milk anymore. This is where you get a lot of your nutrients. This is where you get a lot of your spiritual information. This is where you get a lot of your enhanced intellect from the suckling of the breast of the mother. You know, when a mother is in a proper nutritious state. This is why nutrition is so important. You know, what we put in us, we put into our children. So it's essential that we, you know, put nothing but the best inside of us. So we put nothing but the best inside of our children, and we create our children out of nothing but the best, you know. So it's more than just a preference of someone telling you shouldn't eat this or you shouldn't watch this or you shouldn't do this or partake in that. If it's something that's going to support your oppression, if it's something that's going to feed your destruction, then you should stay away from it. If you know it's poison, if you know they put something in the water, they put something in the food, so forth and so on, avoid these different things. Don't just say, oh, well, you know, and don't use the excuse that, oh, well, they, you know, they got chemtrails in the sky, they poison the sky, you know, they contaminate the soil, so why eat vegetables, you know, if it's contaminated? Okay, put your thinking cap on for a second. Tie it up tight. Okay, now, listen, right? The animals that you eat, what did they eat? Vegetation. So if the animals are eating the contaminated vegetation from the soil, and then you're eating the contaminated animal because it ate the contaminated vegetation from the soil, and because the animal has been contaminated with steroids and different other drugs, and because animal blood should not be mixed with your blood, you end up sick. What a disease. You know, basically what I'm saying is, how are you going to say that, you know, you're skeptical about veggies because of pollution, but you're not skeptical about eating the polluted animal that's eating the so-called polluted veggies? I'd rather just take my chance with the veggies and eliminate the animal. I mean, if you're going to play Russian roulette, I mean, what do you want to do? You want to put 6 bullets in the chamber, or you want to put 1? You're going to put 2, you're going to put 6. You're going to put 3, you're going to put 6. How many bullets are you going to put in the chamber? You know, because, I mean, I would want to eliminate, you know, as many factors as I can. You know, I wouldn't want to just sit and let them add up and just say, oh, well. You know, but Come on, you know, we got to start being logical. We got to get out of our emotions and stop, you know, with this conscientious objections, you know, stop with the denial. You know, we have to stop, you know, with the cognitive dissonance. You know, we have to stop with these things, you know, and we have to, you know, really, you know, unbiasedly start looking at situations and, you know, digesting information, you know, so we can see clearly, you know, and digest things the way that they should be digested. You know, some of it may be offensive, you know, sometimes it takes that, you know, but I say that to say that, you know, it's just a lot of things, you know, that comes from, you know, going against nature. You know, the effects of children not being breastfed, you know, these people, they make pacifiers, bottles, different things like that. Some of these kids, they got bottles, you know, pacifiers, 3-4 years old, different things like that, you know, which, you know, a lot of this is dealing with bondage issue, you know, bonding issues. It's emotional, you know, detachment, emotional bonding issues, because the child wasn't able to properly bond or nourish, or the child didn't receive the proper nourishment, nurturing from the parents, from the mother, wasn't breastfed, so it didn't get that connection. So the child is running around, you know, trying to find a substitute, which these people create substitutes. So this is why the child constantly wants a bottle or wants a pacifier. You know, some children, it's like you just fed them and they still want another bottle. Well, you know, what do they say some people do when they're depressed? They eat. A lot of these babies are overeating out of depression because they're not bonding with the parents properly. You know, it's very important for a child to be able to get that nourishment from the mother. If the child is going to drink milk, it should be the milk of the mother, you know, not the milk of a cow. You know, it's blood. You know, why would you feed your baby a cow's blood? They tell you at the doctor to watch what you put in your system, because if it gets in your bloodstream, it can affect the breast milk and it can affect the baby. So why would you give your baby cow's milk? Do you know what that cow's blood is like? Do you know if it's clean or not? Why would you want to put an animal's blood, take an animal's blood and feed your baby? This is vampirism. You know, see, these people have found ways, you know, to cover up their vampirism, the cannibalism. These people will tell you that people are mammals and mammals are animals. Okay, so if a mammal is an animal, or people are mammals and mammals are animals and mammals eat animals, would that make the mammals that eat animals cannibals? You know, they call it carnivore, though. You know, some of the most strongest animals are actually herbivores. You know, not dead flesh eaters, you know, or they don't eat things alive and consume them until they die. You see these animals eating the guts out of other animals, you know, eating from the guts. They're not eating legs and different things. They're eating from the guts. Just like them zombies in them zombie movies, they're eating guts. You know what I'm saying? See, that's what I'm talking about, that reptilian brain, that animal, you know. You eat these animals, they consume you. You start to think like these animals. You start to act like these animals. All you want to do is fight, you know, and have sex all the time. You know, these people are overly aggressive. You know, these are some of the same people, these Romans, they used to fight and rape men on the battlefield. You know, it's a lot of different things that you don't know, you know, about this culture that you're partaking in, whether knowingly, unknowingly, willingly, or unwillingly. You know, so it's a lot of, you know, detachment that needs to take place. You know, we got to stop drawing back, you know, from these different things, because these things that they provide, they're pacifiers. We don't need these things. You know, but see, going back to the baby and the bonding thing, see, what happens is once the baby gets past the stage of the bottles and the pacifiers and so forth and so on, it still never got the proper nourishment, the proper TLC from the parent. So it grows up in life still seeking this. So you have people that are pairing up with other individuals, and they're looking to these individuals like their lover and their father, their lover and their mother. You know, some people even use a terminology for each other. They call each other ma or daddy. You know, that's sick. You know, why would you call someone that you're having sexual intercourse or that you're having sexual relationship with mom or daddy? mommy or daddy. See what I'm saying about the bonding issues? See, but now, you know, you become emotionally disturbed when you grow up, you know, and a lot of this dysfunction comes from us not being born naturally, us not being birthed in a proper position. You know, they have women laying against gravity to push out babies, which they should be squatting in water. You know, the oxygen is important. The lack of oxygen cuts, you know, the lack of oxygen not getting to the brain cause brain damage. A lot of us are brain damaged on different levels. We don't realize it. You know, a lot of us are high functioning, you know, mentally disabled people. You know, there's multiple levels of being mentally disabled. You know, so our mental disabilities vary. You know, but it's just very important, though, you know, that we really, you know, start to look at these different things. And if you're going to revolt fully, don't half-ass it. If you're going to do it. You know, get rid of the customs. You know, get rid of their cultures. Get rid of their traditions. You don't need their television programming. Like I said, if you don't want to throw your TV out, keep your TV. Get rid of the cable. Select what you want to watch. You know, and don't watch it for entertainment. Watch it for educational purposes. Be able to get something out of it. You know, what it is that you're watching. You know, hidden messages. You know, decoded. You know, different things like that. There's plenty of hidden messages in movies and cartoons and different things like that. And see, the television, radio, these different things were created by the Nazis. So you see what I'm saying? So everybody's running to go purchase Nazi devices and put them inside their homes, inside their cars. Then these things are two-way. You know, right now as I record this message through this phone, not only is it radioactive, not only is it damaging me, not only is it draining my melanin, but also these people hear everything that I say. They can see me, just like you see me. You know, so what we need to realize is that, you know, it's always, you know, an eye. You know, these people wanted to create a synthetic all-seeing eye. You know, they used to call it back when they used to say, Big Brother is coming, you know. Well, Big Brother's been here. You know, it's not my brother. You know, it's nobody that's big to me. But, see, the thing is, you know, these people are very, 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 very cunning, very crafty. They sneak, they steal, they convey. You know, you can't expect it to just be a physical assault. What you have to realize is a lot of this is psychological. This is a lot of this stuff is taking place on a spiritual level, you know. And when you're dealing with, you know, richly melanated people, the spiritual realm is where you dominate at. So this is where you have to focus your energy, you know, with mastering your craft in that field, in that realm. Because, see, once you do that in that spiritual realm, you'll be able to transcend that over to the physical. And then you'll be able to eliminate the obstacle. You know, you'll be able to eliminate, you know, that opposition that is currently posing a threat. So you have to learn the nature of the threat. You have to learn the nature of yourself. You have to learn the nature of the threat. You know, and from there, you know, handle your business. You know, you know, a lot of the distractions, you know, and as so-called grown men, you know, I mean, come on, the games and stuff are for children. You know, we gotta let go. The games, sports, different things like that. We gotta be, you know, more productive. We gotta be more stronger. You know, role models. You know, for our women, for our children. You know, the little games and things like that, we gotta let go of. You know, we have a real call of duty, a responsibility in real life. You know, there's real things. We need to be training our families, you know, instead of trying to put our children in other people's teams and leagues and organizations. You know, we should have our family established as their first team, you know, and teach them teamwork and to learn to work together as a team, as a family, because your family is your first team. You shouldn't have to go outside your family to learn about teamwork, you know, especially to some foreign club or organization, you know, or team, because that's only going to benefit your adversary or benefit your competition. So it would be wise, you know, for individuals to really strengthen their family unit, you know, more discipline, you know, is definitely needed, you know, just restraining ourselves from doing certain things, you know, detoxing ourselves physically and mentally to get rid of these cravings and these different things, you know, the cravings for the flesh, the cravings for the materialism, you know, because spiritual is more important, you know, than the physical, you know, than the material, you know, all things are materialized from the spiritual. From the spiritual first, you know, the spirit materializes, you know, so again, you know, we've been so caught up in this materialism and this material world because this is where the enemy, you know, this is where they dominate at, in the material world. So their focus is to keep you attached to all materialistic things, you know, all things that are going to weigh you down, that are going to hold you from turning into that light being, from ascend, you know, prevent you from ascending. You know, that's the real ascension prevention, is to keep you grounded, to keep shackles on you, you know, to keep your spirit chained down, you know, to keep you down, to keep you from rising and being greater than what you think you are or what you currently know you are, you know. So, we just really have to, you know, start to really analyze things, you know, more clearly, you know, and really learn the nature of the threat at hand, the nature of the beast, because this beast is very cunning, it's very conniving. It will make you like, it will trick you into tricking yourself into liking something that's going to kill yourself, into liking something that's harmful to yourself. See, this beast will connive you into enjoying your own demise, you know. So a lot of these things you have to detach from, you know, poor economics, let it go, you know. Why, women, why are we buying things that we naturally grow, hair, nails, you know, why don't we learn to naturally take care of what we were given, you know, and stop taking care of everything else better than ourselves. Some women are taking better care of the hair that they bought than they are the hair that they were naturally given, you know. And these synthetics, you know, it's like putting plastic in your hair, you know. The sun hits it, your hair is a straw, it sucks this toxic stuff into your body, it goes from your brain, it goes to your womb, this stuff poisons your womb, you know. The same with the dead animals, you know, chickens and things like that, they poison the womb, you know, the womb of the male or the female. You know, men, it's going to poison your prostate. Women, it's going to poison, you know, your ovaries. You know, it's going to poison, you know, that area, causing the cervical cancers and the fibroid cysts and the different things like that. This is from the dead flesh. This is from the chemicals, you know, these different chemicals, these different synthetics. And then to put something so-called someone's natural hair in your head, you know, you don't know where this hair came from. You don't know if this hair, you know, has bugs. You don't know what type of disease, what's in it. You know, hair is DNA. You're putting someone else's DNA and you're going to tie it into your hair. So now their blood is going to tie into your blood. But then if you start acting crazy out of your mind or acting like someone else, you never think that it's because you're taking the hair from someone else and connecting it to yourself. So this is causing you to act other than yourself because you've linked yourself with something other than yourself. You know, the spiritual attack on women is very hard because women are very, very, very strong, you know. And so they have to attack the woman, you know, because they know, you know, if they attack the woman, they'll get the child. You know, they know if they attack the woman, they'll get the family. You know, they know these things, you know. So it's very, very important that, you know, men, you know, we step our game up and we stop allowing ourselves to be entertained by distractions and we get more into, you know, what's going on politically, what's going on spiritually, that we get more militant, we get more disciplined, we get more focused on real life obstacles, real life tasks, real life enemies, real life occurrences, you know, real life situations that we deal with that could prevent our spiritual, physical growth, you know. So, you know, We need to start focusing on real enemies and not video game enemies. We need to start focusing on real life missions and not video game missions, you know, and we need to educate ourselves, you know, so, you know, we can better, you know, provide and better, you know, protect our women and our children, you know, because a lot of women are looking for that, you know, that light, you know, from the man, you know, from that male, you know, they receive, you know, we enlighten, you know, they transform, you know, we expand, they receive, you know, so, you know, it's very important that men, you know, we expand our knowledge so that, you know, the women that receive this knowledge, you know, it's reflecting, you know, correctly, you know, and it's put in a positive, and it's put in a constructive direction. You know, we have to start really controlling our energies properly, you know. And I think, you know, with this being done, you know, when we set that, you know, that standard, you know, when we set that, you know, when we get our shit together, you know, when we get our thing together, you know, it sets a higher standard from what's expected from a man, you know. And women need to set their standards higher. You know, stop dealing with these drug dealers. They're pumping poison. Poison kills. These people are killers. You know, so when the same system that they work for is where they get their drugs and they sell drugs for the system, the same system, when it's done with them, it's either going to lock them away for a long time or someone else that's working for the system will end up killing them. You know, women, don't cry for these men then. You know, don't cry for them now. You know, because if you weren't crying when they were doing the dirt, don't cry when the dirt does them. You know, stop dealing with these different individuals. They're not beneficial to you. They're not beneficial to your children. These people work for the enemy. They pump poison to their own people. They're killing their own people. These people are already iced out souls, you know. So stop, because that right there, that's not the type of light that you want to reflect. That's not the type of light that you want to receive. You know, the standards have to be set higher. You know, stop listening to these rap songs. Stop listening to these lying rappers, you know, that are encouraging women to degrade themselves and to think lesser of themselves, you know, to not value themselves as much as they should, you know, not to know their self-worth, you know, to think that degrading themselves is what's going to make them attractive or what's going to get them, you know, a man. These individuals that are into this, they're not men, they're beasts, they're animals, you know. You don't want to think like an animal. You don't want to act like an animal. Be your divine self. You know, don't deal with these individuals. Because if you set your standards high, you know, comprehend that, you know, the men will step their game up. Because if women stop dating individuals that partake in low-level activities, then, you know, men naturally, you know, wanting the respect, wanting different things, you know, wanting a mate, wanting a woman, you know, they're going to, you know, raise their vibration up, you know, to a level to where it's acceptable, you know, to a level that meets her criteria, you know. So women have a lot of power and they need to stop using it, you know. Stop denying, you know, stop settling for less, you know. And the education thing is very important, you know. Don't just get with a guy because you like, you know, he got some knowledge and he kicks some deep things. You know, he got your attention, but you got to start retaining this information, because if something happens to him tomorrow, who's going to teach the babies, you know, the next day, you know. So, you know, this information is more than just being mesmerized and romanticizing with somebody that's, you know, kicking some deep philosophical talk or, you know some high, you know, science and things like that. You know, as women, you know, you got to put all that in the pot and mix that up and transform that and sprinkle that, you know, on the youth and on the next generations to come. You know, so it's very important that we both have this knowledge and that we both on track with this thing, that we both on course with this thing, moving parallel together, not one in front of the other, not one behind the other, but side by side, moving in the same direction together, supporting each other, you know. So, you know, we both have to raise our standards, you know, and stop dealing with lower level individuals, you know, whether they be male or female, you know, because both of us have the power to change, you know, our conditions around us, you know, even the people around us, you know, we have the power to affect how other people act, what other people do, you know. So all we have to do is just, you know, develop more militance, more discipline, become more conscientious of our actions and the things that we do, you know, and all those will follow suit. You know, we have to unify amongst ourselves, you know. We have to stop the petty bickering, you know, arguing over things, you know, arguing over who we were at certain points and periods of time. You're not arguing about who your grandparents were or who your great-great-grandparents were or what they was, who they belonged to, what nation they came from, so forth and so on. So if you're not arguing about great-grandma, great-great-grandfather, why are you arguing about, you know, who your ancestors were 100 years ago or 200 or 300 years ago? You know, at the end of the day, you have a common enemy. You have a common threat. You know, so with that being said, stop arguing about who you were at different points and periods of time, because in actuality, you're all distant relatives. A lot of you individuals, you know, all branched off from one particular group of people and went off and called different names, different language, so forth and so on. You know, but it's no reason to, you know, point out all these differences. How about we start pointing out the similarities? You know, people want to say that they all came from Africa, so forth and so on. Well, what about here in America? What's the difference between the Zulu wardrobe and the Cherokee? You know, what's the difference between the Native American dress as opposed to the South African dress? You know, you're dealing with feathers. You're dealing with a lot of the same colors and trinkets and different things like that. You know, chiefs, the dances, they sound the same, you know, some of the same words, you know, if you listen to certain Native American chants, different things like that, you know, you hear the one, hey, ya, hey, ya, hey, ya, ho, hey, ya, hey, ya, hey, ya, ho, hey, ya, ya, ja, ra, the sun, you know, hey, ya, Yahweh, Yahweh is nothing but the disagreeable and agreeable. You know, you're dealing with knowledge, you're dealing with wisdom, you're dealing with light, you're dealing with dark, you know. So, you know, and then you get into, you know, okay, well, people say, well, Yahweh, that's Hebrew. Well, how old is the word Hebrew? What was it before that? Is it Ibri? Ibra, like Ab, like father, Ra, like son, father, son. Yeah, look into the original name of the Cherokee. I'm not going to tell you, you look it up. I already know, you look it up though, you know. Piece these names together. Why are they called the people of the fire? You know, who the Zulu practice Sangoma? Look up Sangoma. What does that mean? Something pertaining to the people of the fire and the drum? Look at how they dress. The chants, different things like that. You know, you know, so the whole Ibri thing, you know, or some want to say Hebrew, which, you know, they'll tell you over in Igbo, over in what you call Nigeria, Nago, Yoruba land, whatever name, choose, use, whatever, you know, tell you that Hebrew, you know, comes from Igbo, you know, and then you get into the Igbo tribe, you know, but you're all dealing with Ethiopian, you know, because even you want to get into the whole, you know, Christ and the Amharic, you think he spoke Amharic, no, it's Amharic, Ethiopian language. You got to understand at that point in time, that was the Ethiopian Empire. The Ethiopian Empire stretched pretty far. You should look up how far the Ethiopian Empire stretched and the time span of that dynasty. You know, who was Makeda, as they called the Queen of Sheba. She was the Queen of Ethiopia, the Empress of Sheba. Where is Sheba? Asia. Where is Asia? Rising sun. It's Africa. Place without shade. It's always sunny. Why do you have all these A's, these places that deal with the sun? Only one that doesn't is Europe. You know. Yeah, you know, so over in America, found Hebrew tablets, ancient Hebrew tablets, you know. Why is the tablets over here, ancient tablets over here, you know, written in Hebrew? Why at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, do you have, you know, temples of Osiris, or, you know, temples of Isis, or temples of Horus? You know, do you not know that the pre-dynastic Kemet was over here, and the dynastic period was over there? You know, what was the Mississippi River? What is the Nile River? What is their connection? Why do they both line up with the same star constellations? You know, again, we got to stop with the self-semantics and playing these games, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, it's not hard to connect these dots. What do you, because, you know, Dr. Ben or Dr. Clark or one of your other favorite master teachers didn't say something or didn't point out something, you're going to hold on to that. You didn't take the information that they came with, cipher it yourself, and then add on and build more to it. You didn't go on from there. You didn't take the baton and take it to the next level. You're going to stay there where the baton was passed and just stand there? You know, come on. You got to progress. You got to turn the page in a book. You've been stuck on the same page for a long time now. You know, this stuff is not that difficult. But see, a lot of it is people not wanting to let go, people not wanting to detach to this parasitic system. See, people enjoy Rome. They enjoy the Roman games. They enjoy the customs of Rome. You know, they enjoy the Roman entertainment, but they don't enjoy the Roman government, so they say. You know, if you don't enjoy Rome, you don't enjoy Rome. You can't say that you don't enjoy Rome, but you're still partaking in the festivities of Rome. It's either you're with it or you're against it. You know, stop straddling. You know, why is the original Constitution written in Arabic? Why is more medical terminologies, you know, why were they written in Latin? L. Atun. Atun. You know what I'm saying? See, a lot of people, who do you think the Latins were? Some pale people or something? Like, who do you think these people were? These people got you so confused and messed up in the head, you hating yourself. You pick out different points in time and periods in time or people you want to be, and then you pick out enemies from these points in time, the people that you don't like or that you don't want to be. And then you carry it to real time, and so now you're saying you're a Hebrew, you don't like Muslims. You're a Muslim, you don't like Hebrews, or we don't like Christians, or, you know, we don't like people that send it to the comedic science, or we don't like Nawabians, we don't like Moors. You know, it's funny because to the system of what y'all call white supremacy, if you want to entertain that notion, or to your enemy, you're all the same. To them, you're still a nigger. You know, to them, you're still a slave. You know, let's be real about it, you know. Because to them, nah, you're not a nigger. You know what I'm saying? You're not no God to them. You're not divine to them. You're not no king to them. They take your own words, flip them, pervert them with the language, the accent, you know, and the duration of time and the translation, you know, and they have you thinking that something that dealt with wisdom or knowledge means ignorant or to not know. You know, these people are you scared of yourself. Most people are scared of voodoo. They're scared of black magic. They're scared of Ifa. They're scared of demons. They're scared of Sangoma. They're scared of anything that, you know, wasn't in that paradigm of European culture. You know, anything that's not mainstream, you know, anything that they don't comprehend, they tend to condemn, you know. And they see the diet thing. The keeping the body clean thing. Look up Sangoma. Look into Sangoma. See what they do with the astral projections and why they have to keep their bodies clean and how they can conjure up any ancestor. It doesn't even just have to be through their bloodline. You know, look into Sangoma. You know, look into these different things. Look into Ifa. Look into Vodun. You know, find out who Ogun is. Find out who Sango is. You know, find out these different things, you know. Because you had to realize, you know, you gave up Ogun for a gun. You think a gun has more power than Ogun? But see, that's what happens when you feed in, when you feed your oppression. You know, this is what happens, you know, when you feed this beast, you know, when you feed those lies, you know, when you feed into your own destruction, of course the result is your demise, you know. So again, you know, I just say that it's just very important, you know, we got to let go of these chains. You know, we got to get out of these things. We got to stop, you know, poisoning ourselves, you know. Women, you got to stop altering the molecular structure of your hair. You're applying heat to these different things, trying to straighten it. You're trying to kill your spirals. Spiral, spirit, you're dealing with the same word. Spirits are spirals. They circle. Don't fold down. Don't iron out your circles, your spirals. This is spiritual oppression. But you don't know that your hair is alive. Your hair is an antenna. You're bending your antenna. You're weakening your connection. You know, if you think your third, if you think your third eye is open, it can be open wider. It might just be peaking. You know, so we have to eliminate these different factors, these chemicals, these synthetics, you know, these dead animals, you know, this toxic technology, different things like that. You know, we have to reduce our consumption of a lot of these different things until we can get to the point of elimination. You know, we have to really start, you know, educating our own children, you know, setting up, you know, homeschool structure, you know, different things like that, educating our children, letting them know things that they really need to be taught, things that are really relevant, things that are really going to benefit them, things that are going to, you know, help them to awaken, you know, their inner self, you know, and it's going to light and ignite that fire, you know, and heat up, you know, their spirit, you know, it's going to activate that solar power, you know. So, yeah, I didn't even mean to go on as long, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, I like to keep it simple, you know, because some people, you know, they want to go all, you know, all high spiritual side, and it's like, you know, come on. You don't even comprehend the mundane, so how you going to try and go super science, super spiritual? You know, we hear these words and we run with it on spiritual. We really comprehend what spirituality really is, you know, because if you do, you wouldn't be running around scared of yourself. You wouldn't be scared of the dark still, you know, talking bad about the darkness. You wouldn't be doing different things like that, you know. You wouldn't be thinking that light is pure and dark is evil. And all these different things. See, these are programs. See, a lot of you, once you think you're free, you still not free. Because you didn't see every chain that was there. Sometimes it takes for someone else to point out a chain to you that you can't see. You don't have eyes in the back of your head. Somebody may have to point out the chain that's in back of you. You know, that's holding you back. You know, so, you know, you know, I like to keep it simple because a lot of people need to really comprehend what the problem is instead of trying to run to solutions, because a lot of that is a lack of focus, you know, and not having the attention span, you know, required to really develop, you know, real long-lasting solutions. You know, solutions will require discipline, you know, education, you know. So, you know, we have to educate ourselves. We have to discipline ourselves, you know. And then take course of action, which we're already taking a course of action by educating and disciplining ourselves. So don't think by doing that you're just sitting around doing nothing. That's not true. You know, yeah, so, you know, master self before you attempt to master anything else. You know, yeah, you know, it's a lot of, you know, wickedness going on, you know, but you can rise above it, you know. I said it just take focus, just take a lot of dedication, you know. You got to stop feeding into, you know, these things that are keeping us in captivity. You know, we have to detach from them. You know, what are we really benefiting from them? You know, we wonder why our children are going out, you know, and they're coming home like they're different people. Well, you're sending them to be taught by strangers, you know. Then they're sitting down in front of a television being entertained by strangers. You know, and then you wonder why you have a stranger in your home. You know, protect your children. You know, eliminate these different devices. Eliminate these different sources. You know, don't let these people, you know, don't let these creatures, you know, captivate your children, you or your family. You know, take a stand. You know, we have to love ourselves more. We have to respect ourselves more, you know. We have to develop more accountability, you know, because it is our responsibility, you know, to rise and be greater. You know, so with that being said,
we're going to take a water break. We'll be right back.
Sippin' on lean or you sippin' on Sprite? Sippin' codeine or you sippin' on life? No Henny, no ice. Lost my mind on plenty of nights. Alcohol in me had plenty of fights. My wife tried to give me advice. The fountain of life. Water bottle, never let it out of my sight. Keep it on the table by the bed at night when my throat and my mouth get dry. Liquor free on my birthday. Now we sip alkaline when we thirsty. Looking like my age is reversing. Just to ban my thirst. Chlorophyll drops that I add, turn it green. Cut a piece of lemon or a lime, make it alkaline. Sitting meditating in the bath for the steam. And just breathe. Flow like a river or a stream. Always trying to find a balance in between the extremes. Be like water, so fresh, so clean. Be like water, so fresh, so clean. Got my own wave, I don't follow they flow. Maybe I'm a misfit like James Smith. Walk up to the bar and order H2O. Yeah, just water,
water, water.
Trying to be more aware with it going green. Cause all them bottles end up in the sea. And our pollution come back to the sink. And gardens don't grow off soft drinks.
Okay. What was the eulogy for today? The eulogy for today was conscientiousness. The application of knowledge equals power. Chain brains, deadheads, and detachment. Consciousness is to know. And conscientiousness is the application of what you know. So, with all of that being said, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to hit the boards. I'm going to open up the line, talk it up for a second, and see what the people got to say. And then, we go from there.
All right, here we go.
Brethren.
Yo,
I'm like the cable guy, man. I always just be coming to the show. But, yo, listen, this one was so profound, I ain't lying, man. It literally spoke to me. And I'm so inspired, motivated, even just the music, the tempo, everything. The stuff you said, you dropped so much knowledge. I was literally, like, putting stuff together in my head, like, oh, I got to study this, I got to study that. Now, the way you speak it, it's like you got to study these things. So you telling people what it is, and it's up to them to take and study. And I'm like, man, this is amazing, man, because I don't watch TV. This is my fool right here, my brain fool. I don't watch TV. I'm not in all that stuff. Listen to somebody else kick knowledge, man, come on, man. And what you were saying about the states and how it's not a country, and then, you know, I'm over here laughing at certain things you said. Yo, I'm at a good time. Yo, I'm busting out laughing. People looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm sitting on a porch just kicking it, man. Oh, man, that's what's up, man. I really appreciate you, though, man, for sure.
Thank you. Definitely, you know, I definitely appreciate the love, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad that, you know, that it had that impact, that you got something from. I know if you got something from it, if it moved you like that, I know other people definitely got something from it.
Definitely,
you know,
man, definitely.
Touch as well, you know.
Yeah, man, I'm like, man, I'm so inspired right now. I'm just looking around, but you're like, some stuff you was calling out, I am guilty of too. And then sometimes I try to think to myself, like, that's a method to some of the madness I do. Like, I might do certain things, but it's kind of when I vibrate on lower frequency, I still know where I'm at mentally. But it's like sometimes I gotta vibrate to reach other people on that type of frequency when it's dealing with fashion or, you know, things like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I got to stay grounded. I got to stay grounded, man. But
no,
I was thinking.
Go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
I was thinking, man, you need to do some type of literature, some type of book or something where people could read this stuff. Man, I think this whole show you just did should be transcribed. The audio should be transcribed and put into a book. This shit was so deep. I'm not lying. It's set a foundation because you was touching so many topics, and it was like, couldn't nobody get away and shit. Somebody over there chilling like, well, you ain't talking about me. Like when you're in the church and preaching, taking, you be like, yeah, y'all here doing this and drinking and smoking and drinking. You be like, damn, he got me. I'm hearing you kicking it, and I'm like, you ain't talking about me. Then you hit a few bills like, damn, he got me. He talking about me. I got to tighten up. I still do that. Damn. It got me like the preacher in the church, boy. Man. But yeah, man, keep doing your thing, man. I'm just thinking, man, I recommend that you do some type of work, literature, just to put it out there, man. People starving for this shit, man. They gotta get it, man.
Yeah,
but I ain't gonna take the show, man. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna fall back. I'm just chilling. I got my children out, they running around, so they're gonna be in the background doing what they doing.
Okay.
But I'm in town, man. We all gonna get together. We all gonna link up, man. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and fall back, man. You did a good job, man.
All right, appreciate it, brother.
All right, peace.
All right, peace. Okay, but listen though, right? Now, don't. When I talk about materialism and shit like that, like don't get it confused though. Like by no means am I saying, you know, be broke. By no means am I saying not get no bread. You know what I'm saying? You know, not get no fatty. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is, it's not what you do with it. You know what I'm saying? It's how you do with it. You know what I'm saying? So you know, like me, I'm the type of person, like, you know, I buy a yacht just to stargaze. You know what I'm saying? You know, fly jet to Fiji just for water. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, explore. You know what I'm saying? Go to Ecuador or Honduras or somewhere, you know, on an expedition through the forest or through the jungle, picking herbs or you know, fruits or whatever. You know, all that costs paper. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know, imagination ain't going to get you there. You ain't going to do it off, you know, off belief. You know what I'm saying? I take tangibles, materials, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, again, it's not, you know, it's not what you do, it's how you do with it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and that's like the trick with this thing. It's like that balance and keeping that balance, you know, because ultimately, you know, people are attracted to certain things, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you could use certain things to attract certain crowds of people, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, we are modern times. We're not about to walk around here looking like no Buddhist monks and sheets and robes and, you know, trying to dress like the old days or the old times. Like, it's nothing wrong with being hip or being fashionable, but just being knowledgeable of, you know, what you're putting on your body, what you're putting in your body. You know what I'm saying? Because it's nothing wrong with, you know, having, you know, designer things or having, what some would say, like, you know, nice things or elegant things, I should say, because nice means foolish, but having elegant things, you know, things that shine, you know, things that, you know, that stand out and catch the eye, you know. We're fashionable people, you know what I'm saying? So, of course, you know, but one thing I would suggest is that, you know, if we definitely got the money or got the bread to do it, then we should really look into designing our own clothes, you know what I'm saying? Like, talking from the denim jeans to the polo button-ups, you know what I'm saying? And putting your brand on it, you know what I'm saying? Wearing your name. That's how Kyle Kanai got started, you know what I'm saying? People liked what he had on and would ask him about it. And, you know, he started on making pieces for people and, you know, putting the price on it. And, you know, that was the beginning. But all based on him being original, designing his own quality fashion, wearing it, people liking it and wanting it. It's the same thing with this knowledge, this information. You know, if it looks appealing, people will be, you know, will be compelled to it. They'll be attracted to it, you know. So ultimately, you know, with this and with this type of information, you know, this is something that, like, a lot of times, like, you would think, like, when you hear people kicking certain type of knowledge, like, you associate them with being, like, poor righteous teachers or, like, they're poor people or something like that. But that's not the case, and that's not what a poor righteous teacher is. You know, a poor righteous teacher, you know, is really a rich righteous teacher. You know what I'm saying? They're rich in information, rich in knowledge. And they're sharing that with the poor and those that are poor in knowledge. You know what I'm saying? And so that makes them a poor righteous teacher because they're teaching righteousness to the poor. It's not a poor person trying to kick knowledge. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got to get out of that or whatever. Like, it's nothing wrong with, you know, being righteous and being rich. You know what I'm saying? And being a teacher. You know what I'm saying? Being able to elevate the minds of the people. You know, and being able to raise the vibration of people that you come in contact with, you know, because ultimately, if you got the knowledge, you know, there's no point in keeping it all bottled to yourself, you know, so we share it, you know, we share that light with others, you know, and sometimes to go into dark places or to go into foreign places, you know, you have to wear the camouflage, you know what I'm saying, so you don't stick out, you know, you look like the people of that place, and then you get in, you deliver your message, you know, you tap in and tap out, you know. Plug in, do the rescue mission, and, you know, unplug, you know what I'm saying? Tap in, handle your business, tap out, you know what I'm saying? And that's pretty much what this thing is, you know, we don't get lost in it, you know? And that's pretty much what I'm saying with, you know, being conscious and being conscientious, you know, it's okay to know things, and knowing is great, you know what I'm saying? The more you know, the further you grow, you know, but also it has to be made applicable, you know, and that's where we're dealing with conscientiousness. Conscientiousness being the application of knowledge, you know what I'm saying? It's consciousness applied, you know, so we could be conscious of a lot of different things. And a lot of times you mention stuff to people, oh, yeah, I know about that. Yeah, I know about that. Yeah, already know. I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, they're conscious of it. But the dilemma is the conscientiousness. That's the blocker. That's what they're having issues with moving forward with, being conscientious of what it is that they know, you know. But it's certain things that at times push us to become more conscientious, especially when you authentic and you genuine with this, you know, because you're really doing it, you know, for righteous reasons. You know, you're not doing it to be a bloodsucker of the poor, you know, to manipulate the people and to blind them and beat them in the head for their riches. But when you actually doing this because you're trying to enrich people and enhance their quality of life and help them be the best them that they can be, the best version of themselves that they can be, or to help them to be who they were sent here to be, you know, when you're doing that and you're working for those righteous reasons, then, you know, you don't really have to worry about much because you'll be rewarded for it, because your reciprocity is going to come back, you know, based upon your intent, you know. And so that's why you see a lot of other individuals that may appear to be shining or may appear to be in the light, but it's so much drama associated with them, or it's always some shade or something getting thrown on them, or they're getting exposed for certain perversions or deviant acts, or, you know, is enhancing who they are and is exposing their true nature, their true character. You know, so these people that you used to think were beautiful are now appearing to be ugly. They're revealing themselves to you now, you know. And that's what, you know, that comes with discernment, though, you know. You know, we have contrast, you know, that's our ability to see, you know, if something is, you know, right, wrong, not good for you, good for you. But then in discernment, you know, that's when you actually, you know those things, and then you remove those things. You know, you don't fall for it, you don't go for it, you don't surrender to it, you don't submit to it, but you remove it, you eject it from your life, you know. That's what discernment does, and that's similar to conscientiousness and consciousness, you know, contrast and discernment. Knowing in action about what you know. But, yeah, so the way of the world, you know, the way of the world is the way of the sheep, you know. And all of the sheep's are flocks. They're all brains chained together, you know, zombies or you know, deadheads or what you would call the walking dead, you know. Those lost in the matrix, those lost in the spell, those so spellbound and so far gone that they can't come back. It's like the movie, little Disney cartoon Soul, when they had the people that were stuck in like that little place, and they really couldn't accept the transition from life to death, and they were stuck in like this limbo type of state, you know, where they were just wandering and misery. That's what you see here, you know. But I'm not going to go on too much further, you know what I'm saying? I think I pretty much, you know, said everything that I needed to say, you know. Again, you know, just conscientiousness. I know we hear about being conscious, consciousness. We hear that all the time. I know. But conscientiousness. Repeat that to yourself. I do. That's what conscientiousness is. Knowing is half the battle. Application is the other half. But you already know. This is the Holistic God of War. You already know who I be. Eulogy. And the eulogy for the day is conscientiousness. The application of knowledge equals power. Consciousness is to know, and conscientiousness is to apply what you know. Unchain your brain. Don't allow yourself to become a deadhead. Learn how to detach and practice detaching from this parasitic system. Until next time, it's the Holistic Art of War. Tune into the frequency. Out.
Everybody knows that they're guilty. Everybody knows that they've lied. Everybody knows that they're guilty. Resting on their conscience, beating their inside. It's freedom. That it's freedom time now. It's freedom. That it's freedom time now. Time to get free. Forgive yourself of now. It's freedom. That it's freedom time, y'all. There's a war in the mind over territory for the dominion. Who will dominate the opinions, schisms, and isms, keeping us in forms of religion, conforming our vision to the world church's decision, trapped in a section, submitted to committee election, moral infection, epidemic lies and deception, insurrection of the highest possible order distort, and I take recorders from hearing like underwater, beyond the borders, find ascending disorder, bound by the strategy of systemic depravity, heavy as gravity, head first in the cavity, without a bottom, a fate worse than Sodom, what's got them, drunk off the spirits, truth comes, we can't hear it when you've been programmed to fear it. I had a vision, I was falling in indecision, appalling, calling religious, a program on television, how can dominant wisdom be recognized in a system of antichrist and majority rules, intelligent fools, PhDs in illusion, masters of mass confusion, bachelors of past illusion, now who you choosing, the head of the tail, the bloodshed of the male or confidence in the veil, conferences at Yale, discussing doctrines of Baal, causing people to fail, keeping the third in jail, his words nailed everything to the tree, severing all of me from all that I used to be, formless and void, totally paranoid, enjoy darkness as Lord, keeping me from the sword, blocked for mercy, bitter than thirsty, hungry and thirsty for good meat, we were eating still, dying at the table of deceit, how incomplete, from confrontation to retreat, we belong in true enemies defeat, destitute of necessity, causing desperation to get the best of me, punishment so there was nothing left of me, realizing the unescapable destiny, no options in the valley of decision, the only doctrine supernatural circumcision, inwardly only water can purge the heart from words to fiery darts, thrown by the workers of the arts, iniquity shaping in, there's no escaping when, your whole philosophy is paper thin, in vanity, the wide road is insanity, could it be all of humanity? Picture that, scripture that, the origin of man's heart is black. How can we show up for an invisible war? Preoccupied with a shadow, making love with a whore, aching his sores, Babylon the great mystery, mother of human history, system of social sorcery. Our present condition needs serious recognition. Where there's no repentance, there can be no remission. And that sentence more serious than Vietnam, the atom bomb in Saddam and Minister Farrakhan. What's going on? What's the priority for you? By what authority do we do? The majority hasn't a clue. We majored in curses, search the chapters, check the verses, recapture the land, remove the mark from off our hands, so we can stand in agreement with his command. Everything else is damn, let them with ears understand. Everything else is damn, let them with ears understand. It's freedom, said it's freedom time now.